I'm gonna say it today so we can prep for next year. Norfolk State is not a 16 seed. Just want you to know that. They're not. Very well coached, very disciplined. I mean, they play for 40 minutes. They run some great stuff. And, I mean, if it wasn't for the way we play defense, they would have probably given us a lot of troubles, considering how we did not shoot the ball well outside of the first quarter.
We'll open up for questions just for the student athletes at this time. David with the first one.
Just when you got out there, did you think, okay, we've got to step it up a notch?
Go ahead.
You can go first.
All right. Well, Coach always instills us that, you know, to be productive out there on the court, you know, coming off the bench, you know, it's always like, oh, well, we're coming off the bench. No, that's not how we think. We go out there and we're like, let's go out there, let's play hard, bring whatever we can to the table. That's it, really.
Yeah, I just say no matter what your number's called, just be ready to go out there and do what you know how to do.
Emily?
Sanaya, you came out and hit a bunch of shots really quickly, had one of the best shooting percentages on the team. Just what did that feel like for you to do that on this stage? And also, you know, what gave you the confidence to come in and shoot like that in that moment?
I'm sorry. Like I said, coach always say, no matter what, when your number's called, be ready to go out there and do what you know how to do. I mean, I just feel like I just went out there and did what I know how to do.
And Allen in front.
For either of you, you know, second time doing this, you know, we're here last year. Where do you guys kind of feel like you are now, either mentally or physically, with NCAA tournament games compared to where you were at this time last year?
I feel, are you talking about personally or as a team?
Or personally.
Well, personally, I feel like, you know, going in, this is my second year at this, and I feel like I have a little bit more experience. I feel like the focus is really there, and my mentality is just to really go out there and play with confidence. I feel like last year I kind of lacked the confidence part, and this year I'm playing a lot more confident.
I can agree exactly what she said.
Pete.
Bree, what's this like being part of an undefeated team? Is it a lot of fun, or is it more pressure as things ramp up and you guys get closer to a title?
There's some pressure, but it's also a lot of fun. As an undefeated team, we actually really don't talk about it. We're not like, oh, like, you know, we've got this long streak of wins. We just take each game by game and just go out there and play like how we've always been playing. And yeah, that's really it.
I think we've got a question in the back. Amanda.
This is for Bree. Bree, last year after the Howard game, someone asked you a question. Your response was, this is just what we do. This is just kind of what we expect. This is how we do it. Is that the same mentality headed into this year as well, or headed into the postseason?
Yeah, I definitely say it's the same. I think we just go out there and just do what we do best. That's what Coach always tells us.
We'll take questions for Coach Saley at this time. David's got the first one.
Donald, in the second quarter, Norfolk State turned a couple of turnovers into 5 points. You call it timeout. One was the message of that timeout. Two, I don't think that you're much of a fan of calling those in the middle of runs, but why did you feel it necessary to go ahead and do that?
We made some pretty good plays, just natural, in the flow. And then I thought we just tried to force things that weren't there or just try to make a spectacular play rather than just – simplifying, and it happened more than once, and I just felt like it was time to just let our players know that, I mean, we don't want to give people opportunities. I mean, and at halftime they had 7 points off our turnovers and 7 points off our offense, seven second chance points. They had 18 points total, like, and then two of the 4 points that they had were just, they stepped through us. We had a pretty good defensive stop. I mean, our defense was doing its job, you know. Our offense was killing us, and our inability to control the boards in the first half. So, I mean, those are things that we are really good at. I mean, and discipline, and we weren't that at that time.
Emily.
Ashlyn and Sanaya both played some pretty significant minutes tonight. Just what did you see from the two of them that you liked, that you wanted to keep going?
I mean, they've been practicing well. And I just tried to get them in the game with some of our older players just to give them some experience because we don't know what our seniors are going to do. They all could leave, and I would like for some of our young post players to really get some experience playing in big games and having to be counted on and give them some experience to understand that it's going to take more than what they did today for us to be successful next year.
Now,
some of the players in the locker room were saying they felt like rust was an issue, especially in that first half. Did you notice rust, and how do you go about trying to knock that off in the middle of a game?
I mean, we weren't rusty when we practiced. We were probably game rusty, but I think Norfolk State had a lot to do with it. They challenged us. They forced us to play a certain way and to maintain a certain level of discipline, and if we didn't, you know, they made us pay for it. So I think we won the game with our talent. I do think we won the game with our talent. And then we had at the free throw line, we weren't great, but we forced them to have to play us and our length. So obviously, we moving forward, we can't rely on that because you have South Florida team that's going to fight and do what they need to do to get a win.
Pete.
Don, what do you think has to happen in order to get that engaged? Is it just a good practice tomorrow, good strong practice tomorrow, get everybody focused again for Sunday?
I mean, yeah, they're focused, you know, but sometimes they lose focus in the thrill of wanting to, you know, hear the crowd cheer loudly. I mean, I think that's enough. I mean, the timeout is uncharacteristic of me, so... I think it was uncharacteristic of them. So I think we both got the point. And we'll practice tomorrow to get ready for South Florida, and hopefully we'll have a better outing from the free throw line, from just us having a 40-minute commitment to what we need to do on offense. I know our defense will show up because that's what we do. And then, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Jeremiah?
Don, you said a couple minutes ago with Sanaya, you know, she's been practicing well. Her teammates have said that, you know, she's been practicing well. The third quarter, she had kind of that 6-point kind of burst. What have you kind of noticed, I guess, about her progression to this point in the season, and just kind of what did you like about the minutes that she played today?
I mean, Fagan can score, no doubt about it. She's very, very talented offensively. But if you were on our side and you heard her father, Father said, play some defense. Yep. And I said, look back at him. I said, you're absolutely right. That is the thing that is the hardest learning curve for her. But she's getting, she really understands. She really understands. And I think she just needs, more, a better commitment to it. And she's just young. Like if she would have had the year that she's having this year, last year, she would probably be much better off, but she's got to go through it. You got to go through it. Like a year in which she made a commitment to work a little bit harder and to change her body and to see herself as being dominant. Domination is a process, and it's a process that we've journeyed with Aaliyah. And it's sort of the same thing.
Go right here in front.
Don, wanted to follow up on USF. I know you had some assistant scouting. Just how aware are you of that program, the coach, and what do you kind of expect from them on Sunday?
Well coached, spread you out, hard cutting. They occupy the defense, you know, on both sides of the basketball, but mainly, you know, the weak side of the floor is always has you occupied, so it lends opportunities for them to drive on you, for them to space you out and shoot threes, and just well coached. Like, you know, offense is what they do fairly well, and then they're stingy defensively. They play a sort of a pack line sagging, and then scout and report defense. If you can shoot the ball, they're gonna guard you. If you can't, they're not gonna guard you. We have to approach it pretty much the same way. Like, we got to get our bigs involved. I mean, that is our advantage, and then our depth has to play a role in it.
And last question, Amanda.
Coach, you guys win this one by 42 points, but in that first half, the inconsistencies, the fans start freaking out. What does that say about the level of expectations you guys have set here, and what is that standard?
Oh, I mean, our fans want us to play well every second that we're on the floor, and we understand that, and we try to live up to that. We really do, but they ebb and flow. They go on an emotional roller coaster with us and our play, and I wouldn't want them to be any other way. Like, I don't want them to be bored with winning. I don't want them to accept us playing uncharacteristically bad. I want them to be right there with us, because that's what's happening. We had to turn it around. We had to create some good plays for them to get involved into the game, because that's what they're used to.